It's 8:42 on a Tuesday morning with the Musers. Today at 1 o'clock here on the station, we will carry live from Oxnard, California, the Cowboys' annual State of the Team address. It'll be Jerry Jones with Stephen Jones and Shoddy, and they'll talk about the upcoming season. And to get a preview of that, joining us now on the ticket hotline from Oxnard is Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Okay, what's so funny?
Oh, I'm nothing's funny. I'm just excited. I'm happy. You know, I'm 83 years young now.
That's right.
And I don't know how many more states of the Union addresses that I have left. So this is going to be a big one. We're going to pull out all the stops.
Like what?
I have Justin Bieber's. He's going to do an acoustic number for our State of the Union halftime show.
Wow.
You're going to have a halftime show half-time during the show. Press conference?
Well, you know how I like to ramble on. Something that's supposed to take 20 minutes, I'll end up talking for about 3 hours up there. So we're going to have a halftime show.
Oh, man.
We're going to do it upright, though. We're going to have I think it may be the Philly Fanatic. He's going to be out there doing trick shots on a basketball court we got set up.
Okay.
And we're going to have fire jugglers on unicycles going the whole time on either side of the stage. We're going to have throughout the different points, every 15 minutes or so, we're going to have Shoddy do some of his favorite rap songs from the 90s.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know he could rap.
Oh, yeah. But he'll let you know he knows how to rap. He's always big on that. He insists that he's got a lot of hip-hop cred.
Yeah. Yeah, he does seem to try that.
And so if you want to hear something entertaining, you got to hear Shoddy do a rap song.
Well, this is like your favorite day of the year, isn't it?
I love it. Favorite day of the year.
Yeah.
I love this. I choose this over winning Super Bowls or anything else.
Well, that's disappointing.
This is big because it's all upside from here. That's the thing. You know, it's before people start seeing the team and realizing that they're going to fail. You know, so it's all hope and upside and just the spirit is so good on the State of the Union Day. I love it.
Yeah.
And of course, Stephen, as usual, is in charge of overlapping operations.
Yeah, that does seem to be his role.
So, yes, expect him to look like a guy jockeying for his inheritance the whole time up there. Of course, now the other son, forget his name. What's the other one's name?
Jerry Jr.
Jerry Jr.
For gosh sakes.
He will not be up there on stage.
Yeah, he seems to get left out every year.
Well, as for a good reason this year, he's in Reform Summer Camp.
What is that?
Well, he got in trouble. He's trying to burn down an abandoned building or something, or blow up a porta potty, or I forget what he's doing. But his mama signed him up for that wilderness training, scared straight stuff.
Isn't he in his 50s?
So he's having to do that, but he writes us letters from his camp. They won't let him.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
They won't let you make phone calls or anything out of there. So he has to write letters, and you know we'll try to struggle through the first couple of illiterate sentences he puts down there in crayon, and then we just put it aside. Get to it later. We'll ask him what it says when he gets home from this thing. But I've also have a big announcement I'm going to be making in this address.
What's that? Well, can you tell us now?
I can. I will give you the preview since this is a exclusivity.
Yes.
I'm going to be announcing that Veruca is now entering into the family management business.
Wow.
The Cowboys. But since she's only half related to me.
And she's fully related to you.
She's only getting half responsibilities, you know. Like Stephen, he's fully related to me. So he fully contributes to the idiotic management of the Cowboys.
Oh my gosh.
Veruca will only half contribute to the idiotic management.
Both of your kids are full kids for you.
Yeah,
I tried to put Veruca in the into the cheerleading portion of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that did not go over well with Charlotte.
Oh yeah, that's kind of her.
Charlotte got a little catty on that one.
Yeah.
So I had to move Veruca over into restroom decoration at the stadium and the star. That's what she's doing.
Well, which she's involved.
Which is fitting because she was conceived in a restroom.
Okay.
Jeez, enough already. Hey, speaking of the stadium.
Full circle right there.
Congratulations on the World Cup. It seemed to go really well out there and maybe gives you the idea to go with natural grass and use curtains.
George, I've been so busy trying to get my stadium back into football mode.
Yeah.
I yanked out them curtains. I ripped out that sod. We are back into same old mode.
Oh, man.
So don't get too excited about us playing on natural grass or anything that the World Cup kind of opened our eyes to. It's going back to the same old way it always has been.
Yeah, that's also disappointing.
Yeah, it's going to disappoint the players.
Hey, and I've got the cowboy bus already outfitted with a hot tub. I'm ready for the sunset strip out here.
Oh, boy.
I bet you are.
Nothing says ready for football than having a party bus in L.A. But also, I need to make an announcement on your show. I need more adrenochrome donations. So if you know of an orphanage that has some kids that won't miss their adrenochromes, hit me up.
Okay.
Because I'm scared it's going to happen at this State of the Union address, I'm going to freeze up like Mitch McConnell.
Oh my gosh, dear. Jerry.
And I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, well, no, we got to get you through the address.
We're going to do it. It's going to be big. I think y'all are going to enjoy this. I have a lot planned for the Cowboy fans.
Okay.
All right. I love you.
Okay. Love you too.
You.
We'll see
you. I love you.
I said we love you too.
I love you.
Okay. Bye. There goes Jerry. We'll hear from him again at 1 o'clock today on The Ticket.